listening to Parent Projects.
Hey guys, as we kick off our second year in the season of the Parent Projects podcast, we welcome seasoned senior move management expert and our longtime friend, Lori English, to the podcast. We're going to listen to her key perspectives today on our own project and how the Parent Project comes together, ways that families can find outside professionals to help them sort out the details of a developing situation. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Parent Projects, a family media and technology group production. Now here's your host, Tony Siebers.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's show and season two, episode one. It was a blessed first year, and to kick off in the second year, one of the best evolutions that I'm excited to be able to make is to bring in my longtime friend and senior move management expert, Lori English, into the scene to just give us a hand to co-host with us on this show and to serve as that advocate for those voices moving forward. Lori, you, the woman, the myth, the legend. You hear me say it, five in the jersey, number one in your heart. Thank you so much for being here.
I am so excited to be here. So
welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Parent Projects podcast. Hey, you know, Laura, I think one of the first things that I really would like to do is introduce you and the awesomeness truly that I find you to be. Would you mind breaking down for us kind of where you came from and understanding? And we see, you know, my move to my testimony off that. What does this look like for you? How did you come in here? What was your first parent project?
I had a massive parent project. So about 12 years ago, my mom, we were super, super close. My mom was absolutely my best friend. I was here in North Carolina. She was in Connecticut. And she started acting a little quirky. We couldn't really figure out what was going on. And it turned out that she had frontotemporal dementia, which is a very fast, aggressive dementia. Over an 8-month period, I moved her from home to independent living to assisted living, and then she passed away. So we had this very fast disease that forced us to deal with a lot of changes. I had no idea what to do, where to go, how to get help. I just really muddled my way through it. And as I did that, I realized that it pulled upon some skills that I had that were things that I actually really liked to do. Like, I like packing and moving people. I liked making sure that her apartment and or her room felt like home. So I ended up, after she passed, really sitting back and saying, I don't know if corporate's what I want to do anymore. I had a really great, successful corporate career, but it was very unfulfilling. And I just ended up sitting back and saying, I think there's more to life. I think I can do more. And I think I can help other people who are in that same situation that I'm in, where they've got a parent who's struggling and suffering, and they don't know what to do. And they've got to care for that person, and they need help now. And I could go in and use some of my skills and pick up some extra training and be able to make that a less painful process for them, and maybe even find some ways to infuse some laughter and some joy and some happiness into a process that they had to manage whether or not they wanted to.
That seems to be, especially for oldest daughters, mm-hmm. like a lot of the responsibility seems to really fall on that call to action. It seems to really sit on families in that back end. I mean, you go through something hard, and maybe it's not just a senior move or dealing with
anything.
It is. And I think maybe it's to make the most of what was hard, and it's easier to help somebody else not have those same mistakes. And yes, part of the thing that's ingrained.
Really, for me personally, going through that with my mom and seeing other people where she was, and knowing what we went through as a family and how it really stressed the family unit and in some ways brought out the best and in some ways brought out the worst in us, it made this hole in my heart that I just didn't want other people to have to go through that. I wanted to be able to help them experience more of the positive and to not feel that stress and that overwhelm that I felt.
Yeah. And so you end up, and we're going to talk a little bit later about the industry that, you know, collective, both you and I found our way into in senior move management. But let's talk a little bit about where we met. We met at a national convention. I think mm-hmm. was it the first place that we met?
National convention of senior move managers.
Yeah. And I remember learning everything from, documenting, utilizing your cell phone to pick stuff up, the importance of photographing a house ahead of time before you start something like that.
Yes.
So that you know that like these three pictures always go together the forks go on the right.
And the table beside the recliner always is set up with pens and pencils and pads and their favorite things. And we always work to recreate that in the new home. Yeah.
Right. And to make that, to make something familiar in the unfamiliar, mm-hmm. that's a pretty cool thing. So you ended up, how was it that you, was there any, what was the big, I guess the big challenge is you turned out of your own parent project. Was there a wall or something that was a big challenge to make that step into making a profession out of this calling?
It was honestly, I think it was divine intervention in my case. I was sitting in my office at work and I knew that I loved moving. I had just finished managing the fourth corporate relocation where I was dealing with 75 people and offices and all the pieces that go with that. And I love that. Oh, I love all those pieces and like get it all online and everything's got a goal. Oh my God.
Yes, you do.
Love that. Right. So I had done four corporate relocations that I had just volunteered to do. And everybody else was like, "Ooh, have at it, girl." And then I had moved 19 times myself just because I get bored. And I like, to me, a move is a positive thing. It's a fresh start. It's clean. You get to reorganize everything. And then I was the girl that would literally go to all my friends' houses and beg them to let me clean their closets. Like, put me in a messy closet. I'm like a pig. You know where.
Yeah, in a picture. You are good to go.
Love it. So I knew I had this big hole in my heart from the loss of my mom. So I was Googling, I don't even know if Google was there back then, but I was whatever on the internet looking. And I was looking at moving, seniors, organizing, and somehow senior move management popped up. And I had never heard of it, like most people. I had no idea senior move management was even a job. And as I read it, I was like, oh my gosh, like everything in my life has trained and led me to this. Every single thing I went through. And I could not even believe that I could get paid to do the stuff that I love to do and was doing on my weekends and begging people to do for free. To me, it was just mind blowing. And it was truly, you know, it was a leap of faith. I had been in corporate for, I won't say how long, because I'm kind of tells you my age, but I had been in corporate forever. And, you know, that was what my parents thought that was a good job. Like that was what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to have a corporate job. And I was a newly divorced mom with twins that were in first grade. And I was like, I'm quitting my job. I will go help seniors move. And everybody was like, she's gone off the deep end. Like, what has happened to her?
And
I just knew in my heart that it was what I was supposed to do. I had no idea how to do it, what to do it. I, quite honestly, apologies to my first clients, I faked it and I just did it. And all I knew that if I worked really hard, I really cared, and I always went in there with a service heart, it would be okay. And I would be all
The reality is it, because we recognize, I think what I recognized in our project when we went through it, I had to fake it till I made, because nobody understood what that was. So somebody coming in, and I did not, when I went through my first project as a family, I wasn't focused at running off of that. It wasn't until I got really upset of people being taken advantage of that fire kicked me. And I was like, oh, we're going to stop this.
Yes.
Like, I got some people to vote off the island, and we got to find a better way to do this. So, you know, to see that passion, again and again, especially with people that get into the senior move management industry in particular, it's like nursing. It reminds me a lot of nursing.
Yes.
In understanding that. It also is seeing that if you've seen, we say this often, right? But if you've seen one parent project, you've seen one parent project, right? I mean, they're just not, they're all different.
Yep.
And so as much as you think you might have that figured out, that there is some level of, it's not a fake it till you make it. It is a, you got to extrapolate. Okay. You know, this worked here and this worked for here. This is a similarity here. We can probably try this and work from that. Mm-hmm. And then people, you know, gaining that trust so that you can walk them through right. the moment and the situation, okay. hold their hand.
And being,
yeah, well,
yeah, just,
I was going to say it is it's a profession that looks great on you. I'm really interested to hear how that continued to go with your room to improve. And I think we definitely want to get in and have a conversation about that. Just want to take a quick second here to take a pause and, you know, really highlight some of the work and for some other folks who are just kind of figuring it out and trying to recreate where that next step goes for them. So we're going to take a pause for our first sponsor for today.
Hey guys, this is Tony at the Parent Projects Podcast. And if you are powered by coffee the way that I'm powered by coffee, I think you'll appreciate knowing a way that you can help the last, lost, and least of us that didn't have a great transition. You see, the Refuge Coffee Company is a social enterprise operated by Catholic Charities of Central and Northern Arizona, where they use this coffee and this business model to help homeless veterans at the Manor House Transitional Community get back on their feet. Help a veteran turn a handout into a hand up by giving them the opportunity to earn your business. Purchase coffee today at therefugeaz.com. That's therefugeaz.com. If you order 6 or more bags, shipping will be free. And if you tell them that Parent Project sent you, I'm going to send you a travel coffee mug. Thank you again, and let's get back to the show.
Guys, it is season 2, episode 1, and we are joined with Lori English, who is taking over member services at Parent Projects. But more importantly than that, you are going to start seeing as a familiar face for us. On the podcast and co-hosting. Hey, Lori, I really want to, the senior move management industry in the first place. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously neither one of us even knew what we were looking for until we stumbled upon that. I think that's a common thing that we hear in industry of other people being able to find and work through that. Let's talk to her a bit of what does a senior move manager do, and while practices can vary, what's the gist of that?
Right. So it is unknown, and I'm so excited to talk about this. One of the easiest ways to explain it is everybody basically knows what a real estate agent does. A realtor comes in when somebody's moving, and they deal with the house, the actual physical structure. We as senior move managers deal with everything inside of the house, including the people. So from the time the person decides to move, we start working with them to figure out what they can move to their new home. How can we floor plan it so it flows and it fits and everything can be stored and look pretty. And then we deal with packing them up, moving them or overseeing the movers, unpacking them, which I call resettling because we don't just unpack. This is so fun. We actually totally set up the new home. So we make the beds with clean sheets. We plug in the clocks and set them. We hang the art. Everything is put away. Within 24 hours of our clients moving, their house is fully set up. And then we go back and we deal with everything that's left in the house. So that may be things that can be sold. We do through an online auction service that we offer, things that can be donated. We try to get anything and everything we can into the hands of local community members where they can be reused and repurposed and help those in need. And then a lot of times we have some trash. We may deal with shredding. So we do all of the logistics of scheduling, coordinating, overseeing all the different steps of the move to make sure that it's smooth and that it's seamless, but we also are part not licensed therapists. We spend a lot of time really working through the emotional components of it, trying to bring some laughter and some fun, honoring the memory of the house and all the amazing things that happened there, and carrying some of that essence and that spirit into the new home so that it feels like home right away and so that it's viewed as this really positive, fresh new start.
Where does somebody find that?
That
somebody finds somebody that does that. That's pretty awesome.
It's the best job ever, personally, I think. But it is typically people will find us through some sort of senior advocate, like a care community may refer a senior move manager. Sometimes a geriatric care manager will know about us. We are working really hard in this area to make sure realtors and real estate agents, especially those with a senior designation, know that we exist to help through this. And then, of course, there's the Association of Senior Move Managers, where people can go to their website, which is NASMM.org. They can go there and find a local senior move manager. So there are different ways, but quite honestly, word of mouth is how people find us. I hear almost weekly, oh, I wish I had heard you or had met you or I'd, you know, known you 2 years ago. That's a common thread. But the more we do, the more as friends talk, and it usually is a woman, the daughters talk, they'll say, oh, Susie, somebody helped, you know, Lori helped my friend's mom move and it was great. Call her. And it becomes a word of mouth. And that's been incredibly positive for us.
The first time that I walked in the room at NASM, I remember they load this up with hundreds of people that do this. I mean, mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, even when I found that, I'm like, oh, this is going to be, maybe a dozen people, a few dozen people is the most what I thought. I mean, it's got a stretch. NASM in particular, all in North America, right? Up into Canada and all of that. Mm-hmm. I was amazed at what that group of people could done. This is a highly unregulated industry. I mean, you make that point, right? Of mm-hmm. you're not credentialed as a psychologist or a psychiatrist to work from that. I've met some that are, and that's kind of their element, right? They're not the organization standpoint, but that project management side from them mm-hmm. is they get the touch point in their particular career that differentiates. Do you, one of the common things is to move, which means you're going from point A to point B. And oftentimes point A and point B are not necessarily even the same city or work someplace like that. How does that work? If somebody's moving from Arizona back, you know, where they came to snowbird for years and then heading back mm-hmm. now up to Minnesota or so, how do you handle those things?
It's interesting because we live in North Carolina, which is a really popular state for people to come to. So we're usually on the receiving end here in North Carolina. But the beautiful thing about senior move management is that we all work together. We all really have a very cooperative, caring, mutually respectful relationship with each other. So if there's somebody moving to another city, what we usually do is reach out to a senior move manager in that area and coordinate with them and transfer information and knowledge and notes and feedback, things like that, so that they're covered on both ends. So we've done that, but more often than not, in our case, personally, the clients fly us or move us or pay us to go with them. Yeah. We've developed such a strong emotional connection to them and they feel comfortable with us. So we road trip, we're like, woohoo! So we've been to New York, DC, Washington, Florida, a couple of times, all Chicago. We basically road trip it and it's an excuse for us to have some girl time and make it really fun and then be on both ends, which makes it a little easier because you know the ins and the outs and the nuances.
Yeah, completely. Because a lot of this comes down to assisting with empathy and mm-hmm. understanding some of the right things to say. And as we've talked before, change is really one of the most difficult parts about working through a parent project is just handling that change as it comes out and being seen as an enabler instead of somebody that's coming in to take control or take over. And you have that clearly. That's a perspective that you get from the outside. Can you talk about what are some of the key or the terms or terminology or things that really help you be an enabler for mom and dad as they're working from that and not somebody who's just coming in to take over and take charge of stuff?
Right. I think one of the things that we always that the emotional component of this is just as important as the details. So protecting that you know, the parent is still the parent, even though in a lot of ways we've shifted. And now all of a sudden we're taking a little bit more of a parental role. We can't make the parent feel like we're doing that, because that just causes them to shut down. So we want to make sure that we are treating them with respect and dignity and guiding them in a gentle way through this. But what we really try to focus on is making this a positive event. So a lot of times the emotions that our culture puts on these seniors is, oh, you know, you're going, this is it, you're going to the last place or nursing home, or you're downsizing. So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll say, oh my gosh, it's like going to college. Like literally, looking to go to college. You have no responsibilities, one bill every month, and you get to party and live with your friends. Like, it's not a bad gig. It really isn't. And when you shift it like that and you kind of say, you know what, this is a really, it's kind of cool. Like, you don't have to worry about the roof anymore. You don't have to worry about the fact that you should go clean your attic out because it's done. So when you change that perspective a little bit, that sets the tone for it to be very different. The other thing that we really focus on is we always hear downsizing, downsizing, downsizing. You know, it's just the buzzword right now. And personally, I have a little bit of a pet peeve with that, because I do believe words have so much power in so many different ways. What we say really matters. And when you say somebody got downsized at work, that means they lost their job. When you get downgraded on a plane, you're like in the back by the bathroom with the seat that doesn't recline. You know, down tends to bring all of this, you know, I'm feeling down, Debbie Downer, downright ugly is really ugly. So we really try to say that we're right sizing. We're not making this negative. This is a really cool thing. All we're doing is taking all the superfluous crud and excess and material things in your life that you don't use, don't need, don't want, and lifting that weight off of you and right sizing your home and your living space to this particular point in your life so you can live your very best life now and going forward. So it's very forward facing and it's very liberating and enlightening. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Well, and because downsizing generally is, as we say, downsizing something that happens to you. Right sizing is something you do and is proactive and really can help empower somebody as they're working through it. Right. I love
we
that.
We all deal with change better when we feel like we're having to control it. And you're absolutely right. Sizing is
cool. You're brilliant at what you do, and we want to take a minute to highlight how this comes across or what these experiences look like. So we're going to watch a couple. We've got a couple of clips. I believe it's the same project, but it's from a couple of different perspectives and what this looks like. Can you set that up for me?
So this is a client. He had lost his wife. The daughter called us in and hired us. She found us through the community. And she was coming in from out of state and so could only spend a little bit of time with her dad. Really wanted to focus on him, not on going through the closets full of stuff. So we came in and really helped them figure out how to right size his belongings, transfer them over to his new apartment, set that up, and then deal with the house. And this is him and his take on it the day after we moved him, and then hers the day after we moved them. It's not a professional video, but it kind of gives you a feel for the heart of what we do.
I love that. Let's take a look at that.
Okay.
I want to thank you, first of all, for your wonderful move to my apartment. Everything is just so neat and organized, and everything is just looking wonderful. The pictures are all in the right places, and everything is just, it couldn't be better. You did a great job, and I appreciate it. And I'm still looking around my apartment to find things, because I haven't explored every corner yet. But it's a wonderful job you did, and I can't say enough how much I appreciate all your good logistics. It's wonderful. Thank you again very much.
What to expect when we hired Room to Improve, but Lori and her team made it completely hands-off, easy, worry-free, and just perfect. From the moment we met them and they came in and assessed what we could bring, helped us downsize, packed everything up, and then unpacked and set up a home and captured the essence of my father who moved into a different house. It feels like the same house. She couldn't have done a better job at capturing him and his personality and setting it up with a flow that works. Everything is in its place. We were just speechless. We can't say enough good things about Room to Improve, and we will recommend you to everyone that we can. Thank you for a very, very successful move.
It is, it speaks for itself, and it's humbling, and I'm proud of you as a friend, as a colleague in that. And I know how that feels every time you'll watch one of those. It evokes emotion, I think, from it, because it's the best of what you hope for. And sometimes things are really hard,
yeah,
and you'll get through them. There are projects that are just a slog to get through with the change and the emotion of that. But I know you to be somebody who's just wonderful at sticking through to get to that. Mm-hmm. And what I love being able to show that is that that's possible. Those are messy, hard situations, but that is absolutely possible, and it sits on the other side, and families should have hope in what they do. There are people who care, who have been there, who want to pour in the way that that Lori did there. And well, look, I'm blessed. I get you in an act two. I get you stepping up now in your prime I'm telling you, I've been chomping at the bit for how many years now?
Yeah, a
while. Yeah, right. and the timing wasn't right till the timing is right now. And I'm just really pleased to have you come into here. Talk to me about and maybe explain too for the listeners, in addition to coming on and helping to work with the podcast, just that role, this advocacy that you're going to do now, turning in and helping with the family members and that perspective. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I've struggled with is this massive desire to serve, but to only be able to do it kind of one person at a time. So I've helped these families, and it's been so incredibly rewarding, but there was always sort of that voice in the back of my head saying, well, maybe there's a little more, maybe you can do a little more. And so when you came to me with Parent Projects and talked about how you wanted to create this environment and community of adult children and advocates and caregivers to help educate them, I was like, yes, like that is what I wish I had when I was going through my parent project. Mm-hmm. And I can't, you know, as one little person here in North Carolina, I can only do so much. But now being able to work with your amazing team and come into this environment and be able to be sort of the face of that adult child and be able to provide tools and conversations and dialogue and forums in different social media aspects or different, I'm missing that word, different forums, different ways. To me, it's like the ultimate gift that I get to actually take what I know and what I've learned. Like you said, one parent project is one parent project. Everyone is different, but I have in 10 years seen a lot crazy stuff. So yeah, there's not too much that's going to shock me or disgust me or throw me off. There's absolutely no judgment here because yes, I haven't seen it all, and we do it all, and everybody's real and has messy situations. So I'm just thrilled to be able to bring all of that and be able to share with more people and to serve a bigger audience and hopefully bring that word out so that we can all really do better for our parents and really do better for our loved ones.
Hey, so Lori, how can members, how can they engage with you on the platforms and stuff? Or how do they reach out? They got these questions. Yeah. Where do you want them to go?
We are going to have we have parentprojects.com, which they can link in through that. our social medias. So any of the social medias, you can tag in through us through there. You can always, I'm probably, somebody will cringe, but you can email me at Lori, L-O-R-I, Lori, at parentprojects.com. You can text me, email me, call me, any of the socials, just reach out, and I am here to help any way that I can.
And you know, we have built in a couple of layers on that, right? We've got, if it's a question you really think is great against the community, and there's a lot of those, where you're in a situation, you're like, I don't know the answer to this, but I know somebody out there is dealing with it. I'm not the only one. You know, those socials are a great place in those boards to post those questions and to get that feedback out of the community of other family members that are also going through right now in your perspective. It builds some relationships with other people doing that. The same way that we made relationships off of the shared passion to serve and our own parent projects from there, our members really end up developing relationships one-on-one with each other in a similar environment. If you're looking for more privacy or more intimate side of that, hit our Facebook Clubhouse. If you're in the Meta environment, if you're in the Facebook Meta world and Instagram and all that, that Facebook Clubhouse is a smaller venue of people that have joined into that group. We push resources into that as well. And you can reach out, post that question into that. You can DM in the direct message if you need even more privacy than that. I tell you, I know between both of us, we've dealt with everything from like sexual assault in the family that's making things difficult on all of that to, you know, stumbling or coming across really like not fun stuff in handling a family member in the first place that you weren't expecting to pulling 10 grand wrapped as a rump roast out of a freezer. Like these are, right? Well,
Steam container, 14,000.
So these are real things. And they're really, really take that shame, take that, don't work on shame, don't work on guilt, don't work on fear, throw that on the other side, be open a bit for a little bit of love and laughter. It's getting old at some level. It brings some humor to it. You kind of have to.
You have to. Yeah.
You just do. I'm feeling it already. Right.
It's not for the faint of heart, and it's certainly not for the prissy.
We're absolutely, we're blessed to get to do it.
Yes.
We have that opportunity.
Yeah. I feel like I am the luckiest person on the planet. And I will just kind of add to your point before about those forums. There's something so healing in validation that you're not alone. Amen. So going into those places and seeing that there's other people that have been through something similar is so healing to know, oh my gosh, it's not just my mom that's crazy, you know, or any, you know, whatever it might be. And my mom's not the only one that's hiding things or not telling me the truth. So just knowing that you're not alone is so huge.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, that is, I think, one of the best places to leave this one. And Lori, I am looking forward to season two, season three, season four, all the years ahead of us as we continue to grow out of here. Our beta market is down in Phoenix, Arizona, but on October 14th, we'll be launching out of beta into version one of the Senior Moves Connect platform. Take a look for that. There's some phenomenal automation, assistance of some technology supports of senior move management. And that's going to extend our reach and allow us to really work with our national audience that we're picking up here at Parent Projects. And Lori, just thank you for being here and for being a co-pilot during this journey.
Love it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, that's it for the team this week, and thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed the content, remember to subscribe and to share this episode on the app that you're using right now. Your reviews and your comments, they really help us expand our reach as well as our perspective. So if you have time, also drop us a note. Let us know how we're doing. For tips and tools to clarify your parent project, simplify communication with your stakeholders, and verify the professionals that you choose, you can find us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks again for trusting us. Until our next episode, behold and be held.
Thank you for listening to this Parent Projects podcast production. To access our show notes, resources, or forums, join us on your favorite social media platform or go to parentprojects.com. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. This show is copyrighted by Family Media and Technology Group Incorporated and Parent Projects LLC. Written permissions must be granted before syndication. or rebroadcast.